Before we pray, let us read several passages to prepare our hearts for prayer.
我们来看诗篇一百零九篇二十四节。
Let us turn to Psalm 109, verse 24.
诗篇一百零九篇二十四节。
Psalm 109, verse 24.
诗篇一百零九篇二十四节。
Psalm 109, verse 24.
我因进食，膝盖软弱，我身上的肉也渐渐瘦了。这是大卫的诗歌。
This is a psalm of David.
大卫他曾经进食七天七夜。
David once fasted 7 days and nights.
他在生活当中应该也常常有这样的一个祷告，所以他在诗歌里面呢，他提到进食到最后他的膝骨软弱，他也渐渐的瘦了。
We do believe that David had a life for prayer, the custom of prayer. This is why he says, my knees are weak through fasting and my flesh is feeble.
有一个神学生在被安利之前他也立志禁食一个礼拜。
There was a theological student who, before he was ordained, he determined to fast for an entire week.
大概三天不吃不喝之后呢，他也发觉到怎么自己好像那个走路也变得轻飘飘的。
After refraining from eating and drinking for 3 days, he discovered how he felt a floating sensation when he walked.
虽然真的身体越来越瘦，但是他的心觉得很轻很明。
Although it is true and factual that he grew thinner, the matter of fact was that his heart became lighter as well.
人渐渐觉得比较安静，不是太重要的话，他觉得不是太想说，但是就觉得心里跟神很亲近。
He found quietness within him. He did not speak the words that were not necessary. He felt a sense of peace within.
现在教会比较推行的禁食大概是一天一餐。
The fasting that our church promotes or recommends most of the time is one meal a day.
上礼拜我们有这个传道者灵修会，长子灵修会。
Last week, we had a minister's workshop.
那因为也跟大家一样大家很多人早上都专心祷告。
And just like everyone here, in the morning we focus ourselves in prayer.
但是后来有个同工他开个玩笑说，奇怪，明明天天进食，怎么体重越来越重？
There was a colleague that cracked a joke saying, hey, we fast every day, but why are we gaining weight?
原来是伙食太好了。
The answer was the food was just too good.
所以中午跟晚上都吃太多了。
Because they overate both lunch and dinner.
我们有一个北方来的执事跟我这样说。
We have a deacon coming from the north, and he shared this.
他说我们现在的教会进食都打折扣。
Today, when we fast, we do so in a discounted fashion.
因为体贴人的软弱呢，所以如果谈到进食，大概都说一天一餐。
Because we cater to human weakness, when we fast, it is only one meal a day.
如果您真的有自己很特别、很特别的需要
，However, you have a very special and personal need.
像我知道英国的一些同工们他们主张也是不是一天一餐。
For example, when I hear about our brothers in the UK, they sometimes speak of one meal a day as well.
那其实我们这个吃喝本身是一个非常应该的是一个神极大的福气。
The reality that us eating and drinking is something that is commonplace. It is due. It is a blessing from God.
如果真的您觉得没有特别的动机其实你进食对我们这种年纪来讲已经是没有意义的。
If you actually feel no special motivation that drives you to fast, then there is no real purpose in fasting at our age.
那因为这段时间是我们亲近神的一段时光。
This is the time, the lot of time that we have to draw close to God.
那有时候我们是鼓励大家这样做，是希望借着这样子大家能够借着刻苦己心能够把自己有时候说 drag 把自己拖到神面前呢。
Sometimes we do we encourage ourselves to bring our body to submission, to force ourselves, drag ourselves to the presence of God.
我自己觉得真的年纪越大，进食越来越难，因为觉得东西越来越好吃。
I do feel that the older I grow, the harder to fast because things somehow just taste better as time goes by.
年轻的时候不太重视吃喝。
When I was young, I didn't care about eating or drinking.
但是真的不晓得为什么，怎么现在东西怎么？尤其我从非洲回来，每一餐都感谢主。
But for some strange reason, especially when I just come up from Africa, every meal is thank the Lord.
虽然因为更很难，所以我们如果真的有心这样做，我相信神更会悦纳我们。
Because it is hard and difficult, I believe that if we actually set ourselves to do so, God would be more accepting of us even more.
那这个诗篇呢？我们看到。大卫他进食的动机是什么
？In this psalm, we see what is the motive that drives David to fast.
我们看诗篇109篇的22节。
Let us turn to Psalm 109, verse
22. 109篇的22节。
Psalm 109, verse 22.
22节，因为我困苦穷乏，内心受伤。
22, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me.
大卫这边谈到他困苦穷乏。
David says that he is poor and needy.
我们知道，其实他来自耶西的家庭，应该也是一个大家庭。
We know that he proceeds from the household of Jesse, who should be a very big, wealthy family.
后来又打赢哥利亚，成为王的女婿，他应该是不如果从这段时光来看。他怎么会提到自己困苦穷乏呢
？We know that he later defeated Goliath, became the son-in-law of the king. So, from this perspective, how is he poor nor needy?
你知道，我们知道后来他被自己的岳父追杀。
We know that later on he was chased to the death by his father-in-law.
又有大概400-600个人跟随他。
And there were 400-600 people following him.
那你知道逃亡的生活，有时候住山寨，有时候住旷野，有时候住在。森林里面
You know that the life of fleeing for your life means you have to live in the mountains, in the forest, in the desert.
所以他真的是穷乏困苦啊。
Therefore, he was indeed poor and needy.
你还记得他为了要吃饭，有一段时间跟拿巴这个大富人做义工，昼夜看守他们的羊群。
Remember that once, in order to feed himself, he worked for free for Nabal, watching after his flocks.
但是在好日子啊，节期的时间，拿巴都拒绝给他们一些东西来吃。
But in the good days, in the days of the feast, Nabal actually declined to give him anything to eat.
所以，如果我们仔细看一下109篇的前面这个地方哈，那拿巴不但不给东西吃呢，他们要东西的时候还出。恶言啊，来攻击啊。
Not only at the beginning of 109 do we see that Nabal did not give him anything and provide for him, but rather spoke unkind words at their request.
其实我们不知道这一篇诗篇它是指着什么样一个状况，但是只知道说他提到自己非常的困苦穷乏。
We actually do not know what are the circumstances and the context of the psalm, but we know that he considered himself poor and needy.
所以第二节他谈到说109的第二节谈到说恶人的嘴诡诈人的口已经攻击了我
In Psalm 109 verse 2 he says For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me
第四节他说他们以我为敌以报我爱、
In verse 4 he says In return for my love they are my accusers
第五节说他们向我以恶报善以恨报爱
In verse 5 he says Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love
我觉得他那一段的生命已经是非常 fed up， 已经一定是非常的沮丧。
I think that that time period in his life brought him great disappointment.
所以第八节开始，他那个祷告变成非常的负面。
Starting from verse 8, his prayer turns very negative.
他说愿他的年日短少，愿别人得他的职分。这是不晓得是不是讲扫罗王
？We don't know if he's talking about Saul here.Verse 8, let his days be few and let another take his office.
第九节，愿他的儿女成为孤儿，他的妻子成为寡妇。
9, let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow.
愿他的儿女漂流讨饭。
Let his children continually be vagabonds.
有时候我们心情不好，又是被人家欺负，有时候跟神祷告都会甚至一些很负面的情绪都会跟神倾心吐意。
Sometimes we are feeling down, and on top of that, we are oppressed. We pour whatever is in our hearts to God.
有时候你被先生欺负啊，哈。
Sometimes if you are oppressed or misunderstood by your husband.
有时候祷告都会跟人讲，怎么可以这样？他怎么可以这么坏？
You will pray to God saying, "How can this be? How can he be so evil and said such thing to me?"
当然我们在新约最好不要咒诅了。你可以清心吐意，但是最好不要咒诅了。
Of course, in the New Testament, we should not curse. We can pour our hearts with sentiments of God, but do not
curse. 但是有时候心里真的很苦啦。
But when the bitterness reaches the bottom of our hearts,
但是你还是可以跟神说的，他是慈爱的。
We can still tell it to Jesus that he is merciful.
有时候苦到就。就不得不啊，你要禁食祷告啊。
Some of this hardship lead us to be helpless and go to fasting and praying.
真的我们刚刚提到说他祷告是因为困苦穷乏。其实我们大部分的弟兄姐妹不会觉得肉体上有什么穷乏。
Previously we mentioned that he prayed because he was poor and needy, but today we wouldn't be
financially
poor and needy, materially or financially.
一般人。不一定有应该比较不会啦。
Ordinarily speaking, this is a lesser probability.
但是小弟不久从加拿回来，就发觉到那里的人进食真的是困苦穷乏。
I returned from Ghana not that long ago. I told you that the people there really are poor and needy.
那我们加拿的教会是我们帮他盖的，我们其实帮他们盖的相当不错。那个会堂可能有这边的三分之二多的大，然后楼上又有个阁楼了。
We built the church building for them in Ghana. The size is about two-thirds of the chapel. The size of the chapel here with an attic.
那个阁楼，如果你这是你发觉到什么，有人就排椅子然后挂这个蚊帐，排一排挂，这个在阁楼上面一排一排都挂蚊帐原来有一些人。有些年轻人在那边睡觉。
Well, you realize that along the attic, you see several chairs placed with mosquito nets or tents, and this is for the youth who stay there.
为什么教会会提供人有睡觉的地方呢
？Why would the church provide lodging for people？
因为其实很多乡下的同龄呢，到都市来找工作。有时候没有地方可以睡。
Many of the brethren who live in the countryside come into the city and towns to find jobs, and they have no accommodation.
那最近因为很多外国人进去这个地方所以他们的物价又高飞，那很多地他们生活真的很辛苦。
Because of foreign people coming, foreign investment, there has been inflation, and this leads them to suffer even further financially.
那有个年轻人，他大学毕业，他读统计，五年找不到工作。
There was a youth who studied statistics in college. For 5 years, he could not find a job.
问他说：“你一天吃几餐
？”I asked him, "How many meals do you have a day?"
他说：“传道有时候一餐，有时候两餐。
”He said, "Pastor, maybe once, maybe twice."
我说：“那你吃什么
？”And I asked him, "What do you eat?"
他说：“传道最好的是那个薏米粉做的那种东西。”他说：“那个薏米粉那个做的那个食物很便宜，然后呢，吃多了可以撑一天不吃饭。
He told me, Pastor, the best possible case scenario is for me to eat a pot of ground from corn. With that, I can eat one meal and not have to eat for an entire day until before.
你知道他们住教会，他们每天早上五点钟就有早祷会。
Did you know that when they stay at church, they have morning prayer at 5 a.m.?
那有时候他们又跟我们神学生一起参加一个小时的祷告。
And sometimes they join the prayer from the theological students for an hour.
所以他进食，他是。By default, 就是反正就是 他一天吃一餐嘛，其他时间大概就是禁食祷告咯。
Fasting prayer for him was the default. He had one meal a day. The other meals were dedicated to praying.
所以有的人他真的是物质上困苦穷乏，他就没有饭吃，他就是禁食祷告。
Some people are poor and needy materially. They have nothing to eat. They fast and pray.
那我们弟兄姐妹，有时候如果您真的在生活当中遇到什么困苦穷乏的事情
，Brothers and sisters, if you encounter being poor and needy in your lives,
真的你可以考虑禁食祷告。
You can consider fasting and praying.
这个教会我早期来到这个教会的时候呢，我遇到一对夫妻。
In the early days, when I came to this church, I encountered a couple.
这位弟兄是住在美国的中部那时候姐妹是住在夏威夷。
The brother lived in the Midwest, the sister lived in Hawaii.
他们两位结婚之后，你就搬到加州来。
After they married, they moved to California.
刚开始两个刚结婚，都年轻人，都没有工作，因为来到一个新的地方。
In the beginning, they were just married, they were young, they came to a new place, they had no job.
每个礼拜六中午，大家到餐厅吃饭的时间。 他们两个夫妻跟一些同龄就在祷就在父堂这边啊祷告室里面祷告。
During Sabbath lunch, whenever everyone would go to the dining hall to eat, they would sit here in the chapel and pray together.
感谢主，主耶稣怜悯他们呐 就是不久之后啊，主耶稣就祝福他们两个都有工作。
Thank God, the Lord had mercy on them, and long after both of them found their jobs.
虽然我们不一定困苦穷乏，但是很多人啊，可能内心会受伤。这边说他内心受伤。
We will not be the people who are poor and needy, but we will be those whose heart is wounded.
我们常说哦，家家都有一本难念的经呐。
The Chinese say that in every household there is a book that is very hard to tackle.
有时候真的我们有一些小朋友的问题。
To everyone their own, sometimes we have problems that are of children.
我在想那个大卫哦，有一个心理的伤痛哦，一定是跟亚沙龙有关系啊。
I think that David's
或者是跟他亲孩子有关系啊。
A wound in his heart had to do something with Absalom or his children.
当他亚沙龙要杀他，他自己的儿子要杀他。
Absalom, his own son, wanted his life.
然后他的阿兵哥要出去跟亚沙龙打仗，他在城门口一直求这个阿兵哥，意思就是说，请你手下留情，然后。
When his soldiers went out to the battle against Absalom, he pleaded to his soldiers to spare Absalom.
可是。阿兵哥不理他，就是没有听啊，就把他的儿子杀了。
The soldiers did not heed his word and killed his son.
他边走路边叫：“我儿亚沙龙，亚沙龙，亚沙龙，我儿。”
As he walked, he wailed, "Absalom, my son, Absalom."
你会不会觉得我们活到我不晓得，当我们有些年轻的像小弟活到这个年纪，好像人世间很多东西都不是太重要了。
Do you feel, I know there's a few youth here, but at our age, there are many things that have decreased in importance.
但是小孩子永远是我们心上的一块肉。
No matter what, our children are already an ingrained part of ourselves.
无论他们到多远的地方，他们的事情好像成为我们生命当中最大的挂虑。
No matter how far they go from us, their issues become the most important issues for us to worry about.
所以很多父母亲也常常为孩子进食祷告。
Many parents do fast and pray often for their children.
有一个妈妈，她的小孩刚好是高中到大学的这个阶段。
There was a mother whose child happened to be during the high school college age.
有一次她来参加我们的大会啊。
And once she came to one of our seminars.
我就看到她常常在掉眼泪，常常进食祷告。
I noticed that she oftentimes prayed and fast and also shed tears.
那我就透过其他的方法去了解，怎么这个姐妹最近这么伤心呢
？So through some indirect methods, I wanted to know why the sister was so grieved.
后来她听说她这样讲，她觉得自己是一个非常失败的母亲。
I heard that she considered herself to be a mother who was a great failure.
她说她孩子长这么大了，但是怎么会做这种傻事呢
？She said, "How would my child being so old do such a silly thing?"
所以她在神面前一直悔改，为什么我是一个这么不称职这么样糟糕的妈妈。
Therefore, before God, she continued to repent, saying, "Why am I so not upright? Why am I such a bad mother?"
其实她把孩子的这些做的一些愚蠢的行为，通通归咎到自己的身上。
What she did was to cast all the foolishness that her child had done on herself.
其实小弟自己的观察孩子在这个 teen 的时候呢，在这个十多岁的时候呢。无论你怎么教育他呢常常有一段会让你非常非常操心的时刻。
From observation, when children are their teens, no matter how you instruct them, educate them, upbring them, there'll be a time where things are very hard.
那个时光是让我们在检讨自己教育的方法有没有按照圣经。
That time pushes back to the drawing board to see if our instructions are according to the Bible.
那如果你觉得你真的按照神的方法，有时候这个时候你真的没有办法做太多的事情。
If we do follow God's method, the method of the Bible, then there is not much.Else we can do.
常常真的只有在神面前进食哭泣求神怜悯我们的孩子。
Oftentimes the only thing to do is to cry before God, plead before God for mercy for our children.
为什么大卫进食祷告呢
？Why did David fast and pray?
二十二节除了困苦穷乏，内心受伤。
In verse 22, apart from being poor and needy, he was wounded in heart.
那我们再看二十三节。
Let us see verse 23.
二十三节。
23.
我如日影渐渐偏斜而去，我如蝗虫被抖出来，我因进食，膝骨软弱， 我身上的肉也渐渐瘦了。请读。
23. I am gone like a shadow when it lengthens. I am shaken off like a locust. 24. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh is feeble from lack of fatness.
为什么他进食呢？因为他觉得他的日子呢，好像太阳渐渐偏斜而去了。
Why did he fast? He fasted because he felt that his life was like the setting sun.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们看诗篇144篇第四节。
Let us know Psalm 144 verse 4.
一篇诗篇144篇第四节
Psalm 144 verse 4
144篇第四节人好像一口气他的连日如同影儿快快过去
Man is like a breath His days are like a passing shadow
他就是他觉得自己的日子不但困苦呢而且他的日子一直的快快的过去了。
Not only did he feel that his day was tough, but he felt that his day just passing by.
那如同蝗虫被躲出来，这个躲出来这个字跟那个埃及兵被神这个推翻在红海那个推翻那个字是同样一个字。
He when he said the locusts were shaken off, this is the same word as when the troops of Egypt were cast into the sea and tumbled there.
那蝗虫它如果一只的话，它本身是很软弱的。
Locusts individually are very weak.
它被这样子被推翻，好像被翻肚子一样。
They are cast around as if flipped, belly side up.
那另外一个版本翻成 tossed up and down， 好像被拿起来抖，这样子上下甩来甩去，抖来抖去这样子。
Other translations translate this term as in being tossed up and down, literally.
所以它这个。大卫觉得他的日子不但渐渐过去年纪越来越有岁月了，而且他软弱的像一只虫而且他的情况好像快要死了一样了。
Not only did David feel weak with his days and his years, but also he felt that his days, his life were passing his by as if he were about to face death.
就说为什么我们要刻苦己心，要更亲近神，甚至禁食祷告呢
？So why do we need to bring our body to submission, put ourselves under discipline and pray to God in fasting?
因为我们觉得我们日子不但困苦呢，有需要呢，而且离神越来越近了。
Not only do we have a need and our lives are rough at times, but actually we are closer and closer to God.
我们看路加福音的第一章
，Let us turn to Luke
第二章36节
，Luke chapter 2 verse 36。
路加福音二章三十六节
Luke chapter 2 verse 36
三十六节到三十七节
36 to 37
路加福音二章三十六三十七
Luke chapter 2 verses 36 and 37
又有女先知名叫亚拿是亚瑟支派华内利的女儿年纪已经老迈从做童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了七年就寡居了三十七节
37
现在已经八十四岁了或者寡居了八十四年，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。请读。
36. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, and of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. 37. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
这十天我们也会这个在这边呢不离开圣殿。
Here during our time and energy, as we should not depart from the temple.
那早上我们也有鼓励禁食祷告。
In the morning, we encourage everyone to fast and pray.
那我们在这边也有服事的工作。
We also have duties and service.
那这边特别提到这个人也是他的日子偏斜，他已经年纪渐长了。
The shadows of the days of this person were also lengthened. She was of a great age.
我们觉得我们越年纪越大，我们希望我们的缺点越来越少。
The older we grow, the less we want our defects to be.
可是是。事实上又观察又觉得没有我觉得我的缺点跟年轻的时候也没有差太多
But practically, relatively speaking, when we look at ourselves, we see that the flaws of old still remain.
那个旧我还是存在
The old self still remains.
可是我跟主耶稣又越来越近了。
But now I'm closer and closer to Jesus Christ.
有什么方法真的我可以慢慢的越来越像主耶稣基督呢
？What is the way by which can be more to the likeness of Jesus？
那唯一的方法就是真的，我们常常亲近神。
The only method is to draw close day to day。
真的有时候不得不认自己已经年老了。
Sometimes we must acknowledge that we have aged。
我说应该是说我了。
I'm talking about myself。
因为最近常常被人家叫 grandpa。
I'm often called grandpa。
有在家里啊，我盯着我太太一直看，虽然她没有注意到。
I often look.
Curve.
There was one time I was looking at my wife, but she wasn't noticing what I was doing.
我是看她，哎，奇怪了，她怎么都不会老哦。
I look at her and say, "Hey, how come she doesn't age?"
还是这么漂亮。
She's still so beautiful.
但是我为什么越来越老？
But why do I age so much?
有时候如果她装扮起来，我跟她出去，我觉得好像老公公带一个女儿出去走路。
Sometimes when she puts her makeup on, I feel like the father leading the daughter on a stroll.
就觉得哎呀，真的是，好像东方人的姐妹，东方人的老得比较慢。
It seems that Asian women somehow age slower.
但是无论怎么样，我们都是有年纪的人呢。
No matter what, we have reached a certain age.
真的，我们最美的哈，最美的就是我们的心呐，在神面前越来越完全。
And it is true, the most beautiful thing we have is the perfection of our hearts before God.
那这段时间就是我们追求的时光。
This is the period of time in which we apply ourselves to pursue God.
所以希望弟兄姐妹，我们真的我们刚开始哈，我们把我们的心沉淀下来。
Brothers and sisters, we hope that starting from the get-go, we can settle our hearts.
我们真的在灵里面哈，慢慢的来检讨自己的生命。
Let us re-examine our lives in the spirit.
能够越来越跟神一样。
Let us be more to the likeness of God.
需要改正的，我们求神改正。
Let us fix the, ask God to fix the things that need to be fixed.
内心伤心的，求神能够抚平我们的伤痛。
May God be able to cover and heal our wounds in our hearts.
困苦的，求神解决你的问题。
May God solve the problems of the poor and the needy.
我们现在可以，现在请大家到前面来祷告。
Now let us all come forward to pray.
因为人比较多，我们也可以跪到上面去，没关系。
Because we are so many, feel free to rise up to where the pulpit is to pray.
那我们有两个钟。
We have two bells that we will ring.
那个第一个钟要吃饭的，请不要客气哈，听到你一定要赶快走。如果没有听到九点也可以走。
The bell, the first bell is if you want to eat. If you want to eat breakfast, you must leave at the first bell or earlier than that.
那个九点哈，如果你没有听到钟，九点就自行离开。
If you don't hear the bell, you can leave at 9 to take breakfast.
那第二个钟是九点十分。
The second bell will be at 9:10.
请大家出来祷告。
Let us now come forward and pray.
没有办法跪的。